Shelby Cramp Nyman, re-elected MP for Hastings, Lennox, and Addington. Ty Andenike joining the show this morning on Highway 62, making your way into Belleville. And are you following the speed limit, Cramp?
Of course I am. Is there any other question?
Exactly.
That's it for the interview.
You.
Thank you, Shelby Cramp Nyman. No, hey, listen, congratulations. Big win last night. You're going back to Parliament Hill in Ottawa. Pretty exciting time.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. We did it with authority, so that is that much more comforting. But, no, top of the morning, Sean, Miriam, it's good to be on.
Well, I was following your campaign. Boy, you had a lot of support from the riding and lots of signs out. I've been traveling in and around your riding area over the last several weeks. Boy, it was Cramp Nyman everywhere. Did you feel that going into the election yesterday, that things are going to be okay?
I was feeling good. I have to be quite honest. I've never seen the number of volunteers engaged, the number of signs we had in the ground, the number of conversations that I had with people all over this huge riding. It was really impressive. So that did give me some, you know, a good feeling. But ultimately, you don't know until you see the numbers.
When you see what happened at Bay Aquinnah, a change here with MP-elect Chris Millett on his way to Ottawa now, representing the Liberal Party, Mark Carney's team. And then you see your own leader, Pierre Poilievre, struggling in Carrollton area near Ottawa in his riding. What does it make you think?
You're going to giggle. I'm stopped on the side of the road being safe, and there's a gentleman coming up to talk to me.
Let him answer the question.
Right? Just one second. Excuse me. Yeah, good morning, sir. I'm on a quick radio call. Do you want to say hello on Mix 97?
I'm glad she got her seat. Thank you.
So, people are. I love it. People are dropping Cramp on 62 to congratulate her live on the show.
This is awesome. This is a first. I was being safe, so I pulled over. But no, honestly, it was quite a night. To answer your question, across the country, of course, it was a disappointment. I think. Yeah. You know, but we have to accept it and move on. And being a parliamentarian is a huge responsibility, and I don't take it lightly. So there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, and Shelby, I just wanted to ask you also, I believe that yesterday you mentioned that it was an emotional night for you for several reasons.
Indeed. I'll be quite honest. This is no secret. My parents play a huge role in my life as mentors on a political trail, and this is the first campaign without my father. So we did. I did have his tie with me last night that he wore his last election victory. So yeah. Bittersweet, but he's here. He's here with me. There's no question.
Well, you were wearing a blue tie, I understand, last night. Alana Cameron was at your camp at the golf course, Black Bear, and she referred to the blue tie. It was your father's tie?
Yes, I had my dad's blue and yellow tie with me. So, yeah. I have to tell you, this is another funny story right now. I'm curveball on you again, but I'm pulled over, and I have a volunteer on the other side of the road that's stopping taking down signs.
Already?
Okay. Honestly, you put signs up quick and you take them down just as fast out of respect.
No. Come on, Cramp Nyman. Yeah. You're trying to deflect the interview.
Honestly, this is quite funny. I see Danny Lupinette just north of the Sterling Turn. This is awesome.
Now, are you driving a vehicle with your name all over it? How the hell do they know what you're driving?
I am, but I've seen these people, so that just speaks to the volume of our, honestly, the energy of our volunteers, RDU. I know there's people out through the night to put signs down, too, so, yeah,
Your husband and the kids and your mom and all your brother, your sisters must be extremely happy, and all your campaign, volunteers, because it really is a team effort, yeah.
We really did have a stellar team, and I couldn't be more proud of our entire team. It's just a huge political family. There's no question.
Well, thank you for being authentic. Good luck going on your way back to Ottawa, and really appreciate your time this morning, even though several distractions with people coming up to your car to wish you well.
Well, that's a good thing, especially on the first day back, right?
No,
other people honking their horns. Okay, listen, I will, I'm sure we'll be in touch. Right. Thanks for this call.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Shelby Cramp Nyman and friends live this morning on Highway 62.